following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Maximum vehicle protection costs less at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Save on your next oil change with a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol GTX motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $20.99. Guard against thermal breakdown and sludge with the Castrol Oil and MicroGuard Filter Special. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon. A lot to do, and you've hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with the Big Daddy Tony Davis live again this Friday from Cunningham's Journal, the loft, the courtyard. What a beautiful day to be out and a beautiful day to, of course, enjoy a great lunch and maybe your favorite beverage before a big night of RFA tonight at the Viero Event Center. Coming up, Frank Shamrock is going to join us, one of the legends of the game, of the do you call it a game, Daddy?
No, it's not a game. It's just a sport. Plain and simple, it's a sport. But Franco won a lot of world titles. He was the first ever middleweight champion of the world in the UFC, and it's going to be awesome to get a minute of his time. He will be in Maurice Smith's corner. This will be the first time Maurice Smith, actually the heavyweight champion of the world at one time. Now he is dropping weight. He is down to 205. And a little problem yesterday, they made him get down to exactly the 205, which he's supposed to be at. But he came and weighed or left, came back, finally made the weight. So he's good to go. But what a great night, folks. If you're unaware of what's going on tonight at the Viero Event Center, it is RFA 2, the main event. Houston Alexander is fighting Gilbert Ivel. There's about 18 fights. There's 4 amateur bouts, the rest professional bouts. A great night. Get your tickets right now. Call the Viero Event Center right now because it should be a great night for the fights. They've put a lot of work in going out there, and I'm telling you, and we can ask Frank Shamrock this, a card like this, if you're in Vegas or if you're in San Jose, you're paying a lot of money. You're going to see some incredibly talented individuals.
And by a lot of money, hundreds.
Yes.
Of dollars.
Yes. I think a ticket is $30-$35 for this event. But get them now. Get your buddies together. If this is the first you've heard about it, we hope you heard it here on the Doug and Daddy Show because we're hoping for a great crowd because the amount of fighters, the talent of these fighters. Alessandro Ferreira is out of Brazil. He fights out of San Francisco. He is in town. But he's a very, very talented individual, an up-and-comer in the UFC. Come see him in Kearney, Nebraska tonight.
And the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world during his reign. Frank Shamrock going to join us this half hour. Mike Davis, the head football coach of the Nebraska Danger, is going to join us. They have signed D.D. Dorsey, NFL running back. He was a backup with the Colts, I think, is probably where you get maybe get his name the most recognizable. Been with the Bengals. They go to take on Terrell Owens. We're going to talk with Coach Davis as they're on their way to Texas for tomorrow night's game. We're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to RFA2 here at Cunningham's during this hour on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're also going to be talking about everything else that's going on, from football to baseball to basketball to ice hockey, with the Storm on the road tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. We invite you to come down and join us at the Cunningham's as we're here again this Friday, and then we'll be back Monday. The Final Four, of course. We've got the men tomorrow, the women on Sunday, the championship games Monday and Tuesday, and we're here for our bracket challenge as we wind down, and we're down to about eight or nine people that have a chance to win the 42-inch LG television from Russell's, and we have got even more prizes, folks, to tell you about, and this is going to be exciting for the folks that, are in the money right now, because $100 Bud Light gift cards to Cunningham's also go to our top two winners. So not only are you going to get the nice sound system and clock radio or the television, you're going to get the $100 gift card, $50, $25. If you're in the top 10, you're going to pick that up as well. It's all here at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft, as we invite you to come in and join us here today and, of course, tomorrow to watch the Final Four. Kentucky and Louisville are up first, and that'll be followed by Kansas and Ohio State, and the women's games, of course, coming up on Sunday. So come on in. Tip-off time here on ESPN is at 5:09 Saturday. The following game will get going about 8 o'clock between Kansas and Ohio State. And we wish everybody the best of luck that's still in it, Daddy. Again, Lloyd Mueller, Chris Samuelson, Jim Maxson, John Simer, Dale Davis, Ken Snyder, Kenny Kerwin, and Clint Shriver are all in the mix here. Chris Samuelson, he just needs Louisville to win the national title.
Well, you know what? Why not?
We laugh today.
We laugh today as they're playing on Monday. And you know what? If Louisville 30-9, you know, they've rattled off wins. They've won 8 in a row now, beating two teams in the top 10, going in here with Marquette and Michigan State. Very, very talented team, but everybody thinks the ultimate talented team in the four left is the Kentucky Wildcats. We'll see. We won't take that long to find out. If the game is low scoring, Louisville has got to, you would think, dumb the thing down, get the game in the 50s, very, very low 60s, if they're going to be a part of it. If it gets to be high scoring, Kentucky will run away, much like they did against Baylor.
So, folks, best of luck. Best of luck. That's what we can tell you. Remember, also with all that's going on this weekend, you've got the Prairie Hills chapter of the Pheasants Forever banquet tomorrow night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. A social hour at 5 o'clock, and games and prizes and all that going on as well all night tomorrow night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. And so if you're into the Pheasants Forever, we had the guys on earlier this week. Don't forget about that tomorrow. Tickets are available at the door. Whew. It's a busy weekend, Daddy. I'm looking forward to it all. I'll admit this is going to be my first time going to a live RFA event. I've never been to a live NASCAR event or an NHL hockey game. And again, just because the other two don't really interest me that much, and I'm getting more around here to the RFA, the MMA, I'll at least watch that from time to time when it's on television, and I'm looking forward to tonight's fights.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Like I said, the ringside tickets, I believe, are all sold out, but there's still a lot of tickets available. You're going to be up close and personal with these guys. Herb Dean was out and about. There were a lot of them were out and about last night. They say they're being treated great by the people in Kearney. Hopefully they come out perfect. I mean, it should be a great event. The marquee names on this card: Houston Alexander, Gilbert Ivel. Both those guys have fought UFC. Houston Alexander, if you say, gosh, I should know that name, he's the guy that gets in the octagon with the Husker hat on. So he gets the legion of Husker fans behind him. He's the only one.
I'll guarantee you, if you don't know who Houston Alexander is, then you won't know that he gets in the ring with the Husker hat on, because you haven't watched that. But he is going to be here. He was on our show last Friday. He looks good. Saw him at the weigh-in yesterday. We want to thank all the guys that have been on the Doug and Daddy's show during RFA week. And folks, don't forget, come on down, enjoy lunch here at Cunningham's today. And check out how you're doing in your brackets. We like to thank Mike and the gang here at Cunningham's. Of course, H&H Distributing, one of the H's stands for Hatch. You can come down and meet him today as well here at Cunningham's as he enjoys a great lunch on this Friday before what should be a great weekend, and hopefully the wind doesn't blow us away over the weekend as well. But we're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to having you come join us here at Cunningham's anytime, whether it's for lunch today, before and after the RFA fights, before and after anything else that's going on, and of course to come down and watch the NCAA basketball tournament tomorrow, where pints are just $2.25 and you can get their sampler at a reduced rate of $10.99. You come in, you get that great sampler platter, and of course you want a few things to snack on or just a big meal when you come down to Cunningham's. With the game time stepping off at 5 o'clock, you might be a little bit hungry tomorrow, and we wish you would come on down. And Monday night they've got the special NCAA championship pint glasses. You get to keep the glass and drink with the glass with special prices all Monday during the national championship game, which tips off right around 8:15 on Monday night.
I'm going to throw another sales pitch. Maybe you're not in the fight so much. They've got a DJ they've brought in from Vegas named DJ Tino. He's played all the after parties, Kid Rock after parties, done all the big names.
I didn't see him at the weigh-in yesterday.
It's basically they're bringing the fight club to the nightclub, people. It's going to be a party atmosphere. Get your tickets now. It's fun. It's a great event.
Daddy's fired up, folks. You'll see Daddy. In fact, Daddy is so fired up that he is just continually Twittering and texting and keeping up to date on everything that's going on in and around the Tri-Cities. And again, we're going to give you a chance to win some RFA tickets when you come in for lunch today here at Cunningham's. We're going to be talking with Frank Shamrock in just a little bit. We're going to be talking with Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger. Again, will Terrell Owens still be playing when they come to Grand Island at the very end of the year? Tonight, a chance for the Danger to go out and maybe make a name for themselves in a game that they kind of need after letting one get away against Wyoming.
You know, you're getting marquee names. Terrell Owens sells tickets in the NFL. I've still got to think some team that's down and out will take a flyer and put a uniform on Terrell Owens for the simple fact that he'll sell him some tickets. I mean, you're going up, you know, you saw the highlight of Terrell Owens getting dumped into the front row at the arena football game. It was all over SportsCenter. Now the Danger go down there and into Texas and try and wrangle him. They're the Wranglers. So I threw that at you. I just think the big names, I think that's fun. Hopefully he'll still be around. But you get out and see players like him. When you mentioned the running back getting picked up, you mentioned the Florida State receivers on the Danger. There's talented people playing for the Danger, and it should be fun to follow that team throughout the year.
Folks, also Nebraska baseball, UNK baseball, and Hastings College baseball all at home today. Hastings and UNK are. The Huskers are at Northwestern, but you can hear that on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Pregame at 2:30. First pitch is at 3 o'clock. The games are Saturday and Sunday at 1, also on the Breeze, 94.5. UNK has Colorado State Pueblo coming in this weekend. They play this afternoon at 3. Should be a beautiful afternoon for baseball. You can probably catch most of that game before heading out to RFA. And of course, Hastings College is at home. They take on Dort today, Northwestern tomorrow. Those get underway today at 4:30, and you can hear that on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. We're going to take a break and be back to Cunningham's Journal, the loft, and, of course, the beautiful courtyard where they've got live entertainment and so much more. Frank Shamrock, legendary, maybe probably one of the top five UFC fighters of all time, if not number one. He's going to join us live here at Cunningham's. We hope you will as well. Come on down. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you parts. No, we work to bring you deals on parts. Like right now, when you buy any Autolite spark plug wires, we'll give you a set of Autolite Platinum spark plugs valued up to $24 free. At Advance, we get you the parts you need fast. And then sometimes we give you free stuff. As if fast wasn't sweet enough. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
You drive to work.
Now that's synergism.
To the gym. To the drape store.
Do you have any drapes?
Then back to work and the gym and the store. When your life is busy, so is your car. Protect your engine with Mobile Super Motor Oil. Its unique formulation protects your car's engine from wear, helps prevent sludge, and extends the life of your engine. Mobile Super for long engine life. Now at AutoZone, get an oil change special with 5 quarts or a 5-plus-quart jug of Mobile Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $15.99. See store for details. Certain restrictions apply.
Gunnery Sergeant Arlie Ermey here to tell you that when you ride a Victory, you'll own one.
How confident am I? Well, if you get your butt down to your local Victory dealer to take a test ride and you end up buying something else, I'll give you $100. That's right, I'm putting my money where my mouth is, because I don't give a crap how pretty a brochure is or what your fancy pants neighbor has in his driveway. The only way to know a bike is to ride one. So take the Victory Test Ride Challenge today and find out for yourself why Victory makes the best bikes on the planet. You got that, Sweet Lips?
The Victory Test Ride Challenge going on now at Kearney Yamaha. Check us out at KearneyYamaha.com or find us on Facebook. Located south of I-80, Kearney Yamaha. Now open noon to 5 on Sundays.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See your Victory dealer for full details. Victory and Victory Motorcycles are registered trademarks of Polaris Industries, Inc. Always wear your helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing, and obey the speed limit. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Westwood One Dial Global Radio Network is your home for the 2012 NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament.
Gary Blair told us the other day, we don't want the trophy. We want the memory of winning it. Well, the Aggies have them both. They are the 2011 National Champions.
Who will take home the title this year? Tune in here to find out.
It's on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
With a mix of clouds and sun developing today, temperatures top off at about 81 for a high. Southwest winds also develop from 10 to 15. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to a low of 50. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 63.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, live from Cunningham's Journal in the Loft as we continue on this Friday program. It's RFA, it's the Final Four, it's baseball, it's football, it's basketball. And I'll tell you what, Daddy, right now, the next person that comes in and enjoys, comes in, orders lunch, gets a pair of tickets to RFA. You come in, order lunch here at Cunningham's, and you are going to get a pair of tickets to tonight's RFA action, courtesy of Cunningham's and the Doug and Daddy Show and all the friends that have helped put this on. So the next folks that come in and order some lunch, talk about being on the, hearing us on the Doug and Daddy Show, we will give you a pair of tickets to tonight's RFA. Amateurs get underway at 5. The pros get underway at 7. I want to see TJ Hepburn out there. And I watched the weigh-ins yesterday, and I felt for the poor young man that he is going to go against. So I would say that he would be an underdog in that, in Kellen Frazier. He's a Hastings kid. Who knows? Again, he maybe has a little bit more experience in the octagon than TJ does, but TJ's part of the amateur card. So if you want to see him and the other three matches, get out there early, and then the pros get going about 7 o'clock. It wrapped up last time, a little bit after 10, Daddy, when Gilbert Ivel will take on Houston Alexander.
Yeah, right now we're joined by, I don't know if at age 39, if you call him a legend of the sport. Legend,
I think you do.
I think you do, probably. Frank Shamrock joins us. He was the first ever middleweight champion of the world. Frank, how are you this morning? Thank you for stopping by.
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's always great to have one of the legends of the sport in here, and you're here with one of your friends, one of your training partners in Maurice Smith, and we'll talk about that. But I think we've went this direction with everybody that we've had on over the last week on RFA. All the other guys, I kept saying, why are you still in it? Why are you doing it? Maurice is 50. Why is he doing it? Now, you're out at 39, just when it seems like the sport, it hasn't reached its pinnacle. It continues to grow. Talk about your decision to kind of change ventures after you conquered the sport.
Well, for me, it was, both physical and then also just timing in the sport. I mean, I got old. It's a fact of life. I did, 15 hard years. I amassed quite a few injuries. When I started, there was no weight classes. You know, when Maurice and I used to go out there was no weight classes. I mean, it was crazy. So the physical damage that was done to your body was just, it was tremendous. And there came a time shortly after my daughter was born where I went to go pick her up one day and I couldn't, get upright. And I thought, you know what? I'm only 30. I was 37 at the time. Mm-hmm. And I thought that, you know, I've had a wonderful career. I've done amazing things for the sport. I've taken care of my family. I've taken care of my finances. I don't need to fight. You know, for me, you know, it was about being able to play with my daughter and stuff. And I was worried if I kept going, I wouldn't be able to. Or remember that I was playing with actually my daughter. Or so I just, you know, it was my time. And I really, I thought long and hard about it. And, you know, it was my time. So I was good with it.
Memories of the sport, you find in front of huge crowds, not only here but all over the world. What are a couple, three things that when you think back Frank Shamrock's career, give it to us in three experiences.
I would say the biggest moment for me was, you know, fighting at the Tokyo Dome in Japan in front of 80,000 people, where the people were as small as ants, and it was just the most extraordinary, you know, fighting moment. And fighting Tito Ortiz, I think, was one of those moments where just the worlds all came together and, you know, and defended my title as UFC championship for the fourth time and, you know, beat Tito, who I was never supposed to beat. And then I think the number one was when I fought Kevin Jackson for the first UFC middleweight championship, and I beat him in 16 seconds and set a Guinness World Record and just turned everything on its ear.
You did that twice.
I did that twice. Yeah,
you did that twice. Yeah, 16 seconds, then 20
seconds. I had two Guinness World. I had two Guinness records for years, and then Andre Orlovsky actually knocked out somebody in like 18 seconds and broke the knockout one. So. But yeah, I was just blessed. You know, I was so involved in this sport and in the beginning of it, and you know, I was every day. I had just books and volumes of this information and theories, and we just trained like crazy. Maurice was one of the most aggro trainers you've ever met, one of the most advanced athletes for his time that I'd ever run into. And
now,
you know,
now you're credited with being the world's most complete fighter, the first one to do a little bit of everything.
Yes.
How many disciplines did you fight with or incorporate into your attack?
Well, I started out as a submission wrestler, so I really studied this kind of pancration grappling type style. And then Ken taught me wrestling, like collegiate wrestling, so I learned to wrestle a little bit. And then Maurice taught me kickboxing. And then I studied in judo and jiu-jitsu, and then I studied in boxing. And then I went back to judo and wrestling at the end of my career. And that was like my whole study. It took me 15 years to study all those things and create this style.
What was the hardest one to learn, and was there one of them that you never did quite completely master?
I loved and hated the striking. I loved it because it's beautiful and it's sexy and it's so damaging and so dangerous. And I hated it because look at my face and my nose, and it's like, you know, if you get in a fist fight, you get hit with a fist. You get in a rock fight, you get hit with a rock. So it's like I was, you know, at the end of my career, I realized easiest way to hurt somebody, punch him in the brain. You turn the computer off. You turn the whole thing off. So I really got into studying how to, you know, damage the mind and to kind of go after this and really worked on my boxing. But, you know, like I snore. I got freaking my nose is smashed. You know.
Yeah, so do I. But it's for different reasons. Probably.
Tell him it's from fighting.
You know, yeah, I got to fight with my brothers long ago. But Frank Shamrock joins us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. RFA 2 going on at the Vieira Event Center tonight. Should be a lot of fun. Maurice Smith. You're in his corner. You mentioned several times. You trained him. He trained you. You've had each other's backs for a long time. At age 50, is he still a dangerous man?
Yeah, Maurice will be a dangerous man until he's about 80, until everything locks up and he can't move. You know, Maurice is a fighter. He came from the streets, and he fought his way up. Most people don't know he was the longest reigning American kickboxing champion ever. Went like almost 11, 12 years, undefeated, never lost, and beat everybody in the world until he went to Japan and met like all the other freaks of the world and the Dutch and everybody. This was a guy who was just way ahead of his time, and I just happened to run into him because he was training my brother in striking, and they were going to do a trade. So when it came time to train him in grappling, Ken was like, hey, Frank, can you train Maurice in grappling? And him and I became the best friends, and we did that trade. He trained me in the strike, and I trained him in the grappling, and we started a friendship that changed the whole sport and just it brought the sport to a new level, and it was really cool.
Now, I want to go back to your past, and I don't want to dwell on it. MMA saved your life.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I was a total criminal and freaking street kid, and you know, I grew up in a broken home without parenting, and man, I was on welfare. I was everything you could imagine. This is my California Youth Authority number tattooed on my left arm. This is my California prison number tattooed on my right arm. That's how I grew up, and all my friends either died or spent their life in prison. But I, when I got out and I had an opportunity, my dad smacked me upside the head and said, hey, you should try this martial arts thing. And it totally saved my life, man.
When did you know that? When did you know that, hey, I can do this, I can be good at it?
Well, I knew I wanted to do it the first time my brother really kicked my butt and really like laid me out, because no one had ever done that to me in my life, and I was a tough guy. So that was like a big wake-up call to like reality. And then it took me about maybe 7 or 8 months to like, you know, hook my first guy. I was the warm-up guy, man. I was the guy they brought in. They were like, all right, clean the mats, carry the bags, and then we're going to warm up on Frank for an hour. And they would beat me up. And just, I was the guy you beat up because I didn't know anything. But I was strong and I was tough and I wouldn't quit. So after about 6 months, I got somebody. I got a chokehold, and I was like, oh, here we go. I'm getting my revenge now. And then I, you know, my career took off. I had just, I was blessed. I had every opportunity. The sport was young. And, you know, I was the guy that would fight anybody at any weight, didn't matter, didn't care. And, you know,
how do you know with that background when the money starts coming? And there, I mean, how do you know anything about invest when you're a street kid? You just have people around you that are good enough friends to steer you in the right direction.
I had really good advisors, had good mentors. And then I had people that were years ahead of me, like Maurice, like my brother. And I watched what happened with the money. And I watched where it went, where it was spent, and I went, wait a minute, I don't need a brand new, you know, Cadillac. I don't need all those new things. I need to save this money. So I saved my money. And that was, it was a big wake-up call. My brother made millions and millions and millions of dollars, and he's got none. Yeah.
And his brother, of course, Ken Shamrock.
World's most dangerous man. He's now the world's most brokest man. So
I just like to have that to spend it. Just say, yeah, it's the world.
Wait, did you guys buy your lottery ticket, by the way?
Yeah, we got to do that.
I just stopped and paid $6 for it. It's $540 million.
My wife actually just called me 2 minutes before the show and said, you get your tickets yet?
Dude, get your ticket, because we'll move this whole thing to our own island and just do this show remotely. The dancing girls.
Well, Daddy likes to run around with his shirt off, so we've already got that taken care of. You'll be able to fish, buy your island.
If I look like Frank Shamrock, no, I would not. I would own 3 shirts, and I would wear them sparingly at best.
Well, I only wear 3 shirts. This is actually number 2.
Good. I would have that thing off. I would just walk around going, yeah, look at me. It's an incredible physique, and obviously a dangerous man in your own right.
Yeah, I've had my share of, you know, butt kickings.
Well, tell the folks what you're doing now besides in Kearney tonight with Maurice.
Well, besides raising babies, I'm the official sports analyst for Showtime Networks when it comes to mixed martial arts. Me and Pat Miletich and Mauro Ranallo. So that's like my real job of sorts. And I am just finishing my autobiography book, which has taken me like 5 years to write, along with another writer. And it'll come out October 1st. So we're like all rushing to edit that. And reading my life on paper makes me inspired, because I didn't know it was that crazy.
Is it the book with you as a little boy on the cover?
Yeah. And that's probably going to change to a much stronger boy, because people didn't think I was tough enough on the cover. Right. I was like, look. They're like, no, you look like a damaged little fat boy. I was like, no, but I'm really tough. They're like, that's not going to fly.
Marketing.
Right. They're like, no, you're a tough guy. I was like, all right, dude. So, see, anyways, I'm a tough guy.
I looked a lot tougher when I was little as compared to now. Frank Shamrock with us for just another minute here. We're live at Cunningham's getting ready for the Final Four this weekend. And, of course, RFA2 tonight. He has done so many great things now through this sport. And again, I'm one of them that's still just kind of getting the hang of the sport here, what's going on with MMA and the RFA and everything. And I think that's the way a lot of people here in the Midwest, hey, we're farm boys, we're somewhat tough guys, or at least I've met a few that think they're tough guys, right, Daddy?
Yeah.
Tell them a little bit about what they're going to see overall tonight. I know you don't know everybody that's on the card, but just what it's like going to an event like this for people that have never been to one.
Well, I've been to a lot of fights. I could probably speak on that. You know, what you're going to see is good competitive combat sports and mixed martial arts. And what I mean by that is, you know, on the amateur level, young kids going out there and going for it. Guys who train here, wrestling, kickboxing, boxing in the local martial arts community, putting it on the line. And for a lot of kids, this is their big stage. For a lot of kids, they'll move up and go pro. All the pro fights, there are going to be some knockdown, drag-out fights. And Maurice, he doesn't know how to submit people. So he's going to have to knock his guy out because he hasn't done a submission since, like, the 1990s. So, yeah, he's got one way out of this. The Gilbert Ivel, right? When he was, like, 45. The Ivel fight, you know, someone's getting knocked down that one because neither of these guys got submissions. They're total stand-up guys. So, you know, you're looking at a night of knockdown, drag-out, good time, fun. And then afterwards, we're going to have a party, right? We're going to hang out, have a DJ. Like, we're going to rock out and hang out. You'll get to meet these guys if they're not in the hospital or, you know, glued faces glued together. And what you'll find out is it's a great social event. It's a great time to hang out, meet everybody, and just, you know, watch
I want to know from your perspective, give me the best three fighters in the world. Is that easy for you, or is there a lot of controversy with that?
You know, I would say the best two fighters in the world are in the gym training right now. And the best, and no one knows who they are. And the number one guy is probably Anderson Silva. And I just say, I knew him when I was like a 19-year-old kid. He was fighting next to me in a circuit called Rings in Japan. And I've just seen this guy develop into this super athlete with extreme confidence and understanding of the game that's a little bit further than everybody else's right now.
How many countries have you fought in?
8 or 9. Yeah. Well, maybe 10. I don't know. A lot of countries, dude.
That's great.
I've seen the inside of a lot of arenas, and I've seen you know, the inside of a lot of hotel rooms.
Have you been to Brazil?
Yes, I fought in Brazil. I fought in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
And then bull riding, MMA, and soccer. That's the only three things they know how to do.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, and they love it, man. Like, it is on fire. I think their last Ultimate Fighter had 8 million viewers in Brazil.
Oh.
I mean, it's incredible. You know, they're getting 20, 30 million views on pay-per-view down there. It's just, they're a fighting country. You know, they love this. And this is partly where it originated. So they're, you know, they're claiming roots. They want it.
There's been some negotiations when RFA 3 comes back to Kearney of how we could get Big Daddy over here in the octagon. All we really need to do is get him close to the octagon with a headset on. We think that'll be a lot safer.
We said yesterday, Justin McCauley said, you know, we could do 3 20-second rounds, but I get a timeout in each round.
In the middle of the 20-second round?
Yes. I get a timeout.
How long's that timeout?
Well, I don't know, but I
it's indistinguishable. You just
I just have to
immeasurable.
I have to drink a beer during the timeout. So however long, it doesn't take me that long. I'll knock one down, and we'll go back out there, and then I'm just going to.
You know what? That could actually work, because you could do the first 20 seconds of the night, you know, delay it 20-30 minutes when they wake you up, when they bring you back to call you, like, get you ready, send you like the old days of fighting.
There you go.
It's great stuff. And the last thing, and then we'll let you get out of here, Frank Shamrock with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. You talked about it, keeping them out of the hospital. Some of the folks were saying, man, last time we were right up front, I got home and I noticed I had some blood on my clothes, man. It was December. I was wearing my sweatshirt and somebody splattered on me. I mean, how dangerous. I mean, we were talking with Gilbert Ivel the other day, and we were talking with McCauley, talking about when it got started, politicians trying to keep this from not happening. Where's the line between, in your mind, the danger and, I mean, because you don't hear about guys getting really destroyed. I mean, they're going to get healed up. I mean, you hear about boxers. It's all over.
He's been on ESPN with Bob Lee actually talking about that.
Yeah. Kind of expand on that.
It just looks a lot rougher than it is. You know, the American mindset is conditioned to this kind of stand-up, you know, boxing type experience, and you know, the idea of punching somebody on the ground and grinding him in a cage and tapping, all these things are so foreign to the American mindset and slowly getting into the culture. But I mean, I was going to be a pro boxer. And I've never stuttered more in my life than the 3 months I tried to train for. Because everything is focused on your brain, and it destroys your brain. It destroys the machine that runs the body. Now, in MMA, you're going to get damaged. You're going to twist things. You're going to strain things. You're going to get contusions. You're going to get cuts. But at the end of the day, your brain's not messed up. And you know what? Boxing, there's blood flying everywhere. You go to a fighting match, you're going to see a fight. And you just got to be ready for that.
Folks, do it tonight. It's going to be outstanding. Tickets available. We're going to give you a chance to win some more tickets here in just a little bit on the Doug and Daddy Show. Frank Shamrock, thanks for coming down, and thanks for the time. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. My pleasure. I'll see you guys at RFA 3, too, and we'll get you trained right after this
I love it.
If you can't get along, it's time to get it on.
Right?
We're going to take a break here from Cunningham's Journal. Folks, don't forget that all our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Two locations, Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We're back with more, including Mike Davis of the Nebraska Danger, right after this.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, go.
I heard our friends at Werner Ladder are making a little extension ladders for guys like you.
Well, you're half right. Werner did come out with a new compact extension ladder, but it's not designed for smaller people. It's designed to make extensions easier to handle. It's no gimmick. It's a 16-foot extension ladder that's just 6 feet when closed. It actually fits in most cars.
That is amazing. And stuff like that is why Werner is number one in ladders. And Werner is so excited about this new ladder that they're giving away a compact car with a compact ladder inside. Right now, register at WernerLadder.com.
Do you hear it? The sound of you running, full out, across town? A broken down bus can't stop you. You are a man who thinks, who gets places. A cheetah on four cups of coffee. You are wearing Dockers signature khakis. This meeting will happen, and you will look good making it happen. Because you wear the pants. Discover the secret power of Dockers signature khakis at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home, Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With a mix of clouds and sun developing today, temperatures top off at about 81 for a high. Southwest winds also develop from 10 to 15. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to a low of 50. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 63.
Sports, and of course, it's not all just RFA, but we get a chance now to catch up with the head football coach of the Nebraska Danger, who had the luxury of being able to play their first three games at home. And as we know, in any kind of sporting world that's not the top professional level, you have to do a schedule with what they tell you. Sometimes long homestands, sometimes long road trips, but nothing too bad for the Nebraska Danger. And head coach Mike Davis joins us as they get ready to head to Texas to take on the Allen Wranglers tomorrow night. Coach, thanks again for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time on. Before we get to the hoopla of going to Allen, 1-2 in the homestand, all competitive games. Obviously, the last one last week against Wyoming, a heartbreaker because you came back and had a chance to send that game into overtime. But you've already had to go through some injuries. You had to bring in another quarterback. Tell me where you think this team is at through three games.
You know, obviously, we wanted to be 2-1 going into Allen. Through the first quarter of the season, but that didn't happen because we've had three different quarterbacks in three different games. But overall, I think we're ahead of where we were supposed to be. You know, we're a very young team, and that helps, but that also hurts. You know, to get the guys get down, you know, get down 7 or 10 points, unlike the outdoor game, you know, it's a tough road back. Well, here you score so fast, and guys are just having a hard time adjusting to you're never out of the game.
What is the quarterback situation going into this weekend?
Terry Mayo's out for two more weeks. He messed up his groin pretty good. So we have one more practice, and then we're headed to Allen. So we're trying to decide between Rocky Hines and Dwight Dasher. You know, Rocky's a 6'5 guy from Southern California. Can run a little bit. Dasher's the 6-foot guy who can take off and run at any time. So trying to figure out the best fit for us to go down and be the tough Allen team.
How many personnel changes have you guys, besides the quarterback, had to work through? You have such a limited roster. You got guys that have to play both sides of the ball. You got guys that are working with injuries. You're trying to get a team together for a long season, and I would assume you'd want to be at that point by about now. How do you feel about where the roster is? Is it pretty set unless you have some injuries?
You know, we've had a couple injuries so far already. So we've moved some guys in. You know, I signed D.D. Dorsey. That's a big press release that actually comes out today from the Colts and the Bengals.
Yeah.
He's going to help us out a lot. And hopefully, you know, we won't have too much more turnover. I like the guys we have. They got to understand how to play the game and how to preserve their body.
Well, so this football game tomorrow night is going to have a couple of the guys that have some pro experience that fans are going to know their name right away. How does that happen, I guess, Mike? How do you find out that D.D. Dorsey is a guy that would be willing to come play for the Nebraska Danger?
He actually contacted me. I know his agent, and he knew we were going to play Terrell Owens. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the San Diego Chargers are interested in him to sign him for a futures contract here in the next month. But they wanted to see him do something besides just working out. So he reached out to me and was like, hey, coach, I want to play. And I've known him for a little bit, and so here we are.
Well, you mentioned Terrell Owens as well. Since it's a home game, I'm guessing the circus might not be as big as every time he goes on the road. What have you been able to find out about Allen and the way Terrell Owens is used in their offense?
You know, it's funny because they use him unlike any other – he would outdoors. You know, they put him in motion. You know, outdoors, you got to be stationary. You know, when they do put him on the line, you know, the funny part about it is all these guys try to go up and jam him, and he's huge. So, you know, you guys are playing into his abilities, and that's not what we're going to do. You know, we're going to try to play him up and play him one-on-one. And, you know, every DB I have has NFL experience. So, you know, they've been there for a reason. Granted, they're not in the Hall of Fame, but, you know, I have confidence in them, and hopefully it works out in my favor.
Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger, with us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Mike, have you been able to notice a little extra pep in the step of the defense? I would think, you know, you play a lot of games every year, but this one, they know there's somebody over there they can prove something against.
Yeah, you know, we had a great week of practice. You guys know what's on the line. I don't want to say it's a must-win, but it's almost like a must-win. And you know, you get a future Hall of Famer playing against you. You know, you do have a little added motivation. But, you know, whatever it takes.
As far as where the team is, I guess let's get back to that aspect right now. This is always known as kind of a shootout. When you play indoor football, you expect to do some to shoot things out, score a lot of points. You guys aren't necessarily there, but you've been in all three games. Is the offense struggling because of the quarterbacks that you've had to rotate in, or is your defense just that darn good right now?
No, our offense has struggled because of the quarterback carousel. You know, they were having a hard time getting some continuity defensively, and I told them to start, we just have to we had to let us stay in the game until our offenses get clicking. We're slowly starting to do that. This week definitely helped. So hopefully it'll continue on Saturday.
Well, we joked that when we were talking a couple of days ago, setting the interview up, is that you didn't cut your kicker. You said the breakdown against Wyoming came in protection. I'm guessing not a lot of people think about special teams in the indoor game. How much is that? Is that just as important in the indoor game as it is in the outdoor game at any level?
Yeah, it might be a little more important just because you can kick a field goal. I mean, every kicker in the league should be able to kick a 40- or 50-yard field goal indoors, controlled environment. And so you should be able to score at some points every possession. And so you put that much more pressure on kickers and your protection, and we just had a breakdown last week. It's kind of disappointing.
Talk about your run game as well. We're always used to seeing guys in motion, getting down the field, Terrell Owens, your guys, quarterbacks throwing the ball. How much can a good running game really get you to where you want to be in this league, and how is your running game right now?
Well, running game is imperative just because it slows down the defensive line. It makes you more of a balanced offense. You know, our running game has struggled a little bit just because we hadn't got the continuity with the quarterback and offensively to throw the ball down the field, to open up running lanes, and to run the ball to open up throwing lanes. So that started to come around, and any team, if you look at the stats, any team that's in the top four or the top echelon of the league has a great running game. And so for us to get there, you know, the importance has definitely been stressed on the running game as well.
Well, your wide receivers and your quarterbacks get all the publicity. Is there somebody that needs to get a little coach publicity right here that you've been extremely pleased with through the first three games?
Brandon Jenkins, our nose tackle, has been outstanding, and our offensive line has been outstanding. You know, really our whole D-line, you know, my hat's off to them because they came in and really stepped up. And, you know, both lines, you know, offensive line, the quarterback hasn't had to run much. He's been upright most of the time, unlike last year where we were getting sacked left and right. So, you know, those two sides of the ball have been a definite positive in my mind.
All right, Mike, we talked about the players knowing that T.O.'s over there. How about the coaches? How do you guys avert from being starstruck in this game?
For me, it's just it's another football game. You know, he's another player wearing a jersey. He just happens to be an 8-8, ran a 1 on it. I'm not going to do anything different. I've seen him. I've met him before. So, it's, you know, I don't think that the coaches are starstruck at all. And I don't think our players will either. You know, we have a couple of players that actually played with him, have played against him before. So, there really hasn't been a lot of talk all week about him. And that's been a positive for us. It's more about let's get the business and let's get a W.
Well, Micah, we'll let you get on the road. We sure appreciate catching up with you again here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, you know, there's a chance to make some highlight reels here. So let's see if the boys can have a great game and be 2-2 after this Saturday.
That's the plan. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Coach. Nebraska Danger head football coach Mike Davis as they are departing for Allen, Texas tomorrow night's game against Terrell Owens. He's part owner and he plays for the Allen Wranglers. Of course, they don't come to the Heartland Event Center till the very end of the season. So hopefully for the fans around here, he's still in the league, still playing, and gets a chance to bring some of those fireworks up to Grand Island later this season. But after that one-point loss to Wyoming, whole different flavor now, a whole different taste, as Coach said, you know, hoping that they would be 2-1 instead of their 1-2. Now they need to get this win to right the ship here as they've got their next two games on the road. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We've got a whole lot more going on the Doug and Daddy Show as we get ready for the weekend, the Final Four, men and women, and when we come back to Cunningham's, we will delve into more of the sports world here on ESPN Radio.
In the zone. When your check engine light comes on, head to AutoZone right away, because the most common causes for a check engine light are problems that reduce gas mileage. The experts at AutoZone can help you read those trouble codes for free and find out what they mean so you save gas. Plus, we'll provide you with the tools and tips to keep your car running as efficiently as possible. Start saving at the pumps now with expert help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
What's the worst part of a college basketball tournament? If there is one, it's those endless waits between games. It's like an unquenchable thirst for some postseason hoops. How do we stand it? Well, Diet Mountain Dew has figured out a way to eliminate the downtime by giving away a prize every minute of every weekend through March and April. Go to ESPN.com/Diet Dew for a chance to win. It's Diet Dew's way of keeping your taste buds happy and the frenzy fueled.
No purchase necessary. Subject to official rules at ESPN.com/Diet Dew. Must be 18 or older. Ends 4/19/12.
Spring home improvement season is here. Is it time to invest in a new roof? Maybe an energy-efficient heating and cooling system. Or perhaps this year, your deck gets a makeover. At Platte Valley State Bank, we're ready to provide you with that little help you may need with incredibly low home equity loan rates. Stop in, call, or go online at pvsb.com for more details. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, proudly born and raised in Nebraska. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Gunnery Sergeant Arley Ermey here to tell you that when you ride a Victory, you'll own one. How confident am I? Well, if you get your butt down to your local Victory dealer to take a test ride and you end up buying something else, I'll give you $100. That's right. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. because I don't give a crap how pretty a brochure is or what your fancy pants neighbor has in his driveway. The only way to know a bike is to ride one. So take the Victory Test Ride Challenge today and find out for yourself why Victory makes the best bikes on the planet. You got that, Sweet Lips?
The Victory Test Ride Challenge, going on now at Kearney Yamaha. Check us out at KearneyYamaha.com or find us on Facebook, located south of I-80. Kearney Yamaha, now open noon to 5 on Sundays.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See your Victory dealer for full details. Victory and Victory Motorcycles are registered trademarks of Polaris Industries, Inc. Always wear your helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing, and obey the speed limit. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
68 teams, one dream, one champion.
Jardine flip it to the top. Long three for Sutherland is good.
Whoa! That was way out.
23-15, suddenly Syracuse by 8.
The NCAA tournament is on the Westwood One Dial Global Radio Network. Catch every bounce, basket, and buzzer beater right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
With a mix of clouds and sun developing today, temperatures top off at about 81 for a high. Southwest winds also develop from 10 to 15. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to a low of 50. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 63.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where the grills are keeping busy for the Final Four this weekend, and maybe you got some friends coming in from out of town.
90 degrees tomorrow. It's grilling season already, and yes, it's not even April yet, but Troutman's is waiting for you right across from Bob's Superstore. T-Bone's waiting for you out front, and remember, Easter's right around the corner, so reserve your bone-in ham today, plus prime ribs available, steaks and ground beef cut to your specification, plus fresh out of the smokehouse, made today. Kerry says he's got natural sausage, all beef sausages, bratwurst, hot brats, state fair brats, ham and cheddar franks, Polish hot dogs, summer sausages, jalapeno cheddar. He's got it all right out of the smokehouse today. Troutman's Quality Meats, they're waiting for you. Folks, you don't want a big prime rib? It doesn't matter. They'll cut it whatever you want. Troutman's Quality Meat, there's always a friendly face behind the counter. Carrie's waiting for you. Troutman's Quality Meats, across from Bob's Superstore.
Folks, we are here at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, and we hope you can stop by at any time this weekend, and more the merrier. Maybe you stop by three or four different times. Come in and join us for lunch. In fact, folks, the next person that comes in to Cunningham's orders lunch and wants to go to RFA, we've got one more pair of tickets here on site to give away for tonight's RFA 2. So the next person that comes in, orders lunch here, and wants to go to RFA, we've got a pair of tickets for you. Come on into Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, where they have great specials. And, of course, tomorrow for the Final Four, 225 pints, and they will have discounted appetizers, the sampler for just $10.99. So good. Come in today. Yes, they've got fish on this Lenten Friday. I've done the shrimp every other Friday we've been in here. It's awesome. You get the great buffalo sauce and the sweeter sauce. You get to pick between those. They give them both to you. They're so good. And, of course, you can enjoy great food anytime right here at Cunningham's. And Monday night, special national championship game. Keep the glass night, where they have special NCAA glasses, and pints will be served all night in that glass. You get to keep the glass on Monday. So again, the next person that comes in here to Cunningham's orders lunch, wants our RFA tickets, we're going to give those to you and get you in to RFA tonight. 5 o'clock amateurs, 7 o'clock for the professionals. And we have just picked up our last pair of RFA tickets. If you're not in Kearney, we want to give you a chance to win tonight as well. If you've been listening to the show, we just had on one of the legends of the MMA game, Frank Shamrock. He told us where he had fought in front of the largest crowd in history. Where he fought in front of the largest crowd. Tell us what country Frank Shamrock fought in front of the largest crowd. He said it was about 80,000. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. In what country did Frank Shamrock say he fought in front of the most fans in any of his 30-plus matches in his career. And the first correct caller will get a pair of those tickets to tonight's RFA. We can either have you pick them up at the studio, or we'll leave them at Will Call. If you are from out of town, we'll take care of you that way as well. What country did Frank Shamrock fight in front of the most fans in his career?
Two women bouts as well. Tara LaRosa gets back in the ring. 2C of the USA Today, mixed martial arts, has Tara LaRosa, has the Carney RFA in it, USA Today. It's national news, folks. You want to be there.
I was going to say, how big is it? It's in USA Today. Today. Nothing bigger than that, folks. So, again, come on out and enjoy it. Daddy, a couple other things here before we completely run out of time. Did you get a chance last night to watch the three-point competition and the dunk competition? Now, if you watched the Not Top 10 this morning on ESPN, that poor kid from Miami did a 360, and when he turned around, he was about 3 feet away from the rim. So I never seen an air ball dunk, but I have never. I mean, the dunk contest was great, but I've never seen a better three-point contest ever. They'll repeat that time and time again over the next couple of weeks. That was some entertaining stuff to watch last night with the three-point contest. I mean, these kids are making 20-plus three-point buckets in that 1 minute. The kid from Northwestern won the men's, and the gal that won it was incredible as well. And it wasn't just like one person going crazy. It was consistent.
Yeah,
and
it was 15, 15, 14, I think, at one time for the women's. I just saw the end of the women's.
Very entertaining. They were hitting 20. You had to hit 20 if you wanted to win the round and if you wanted to win it all last night. Very entertaining three-point and dunk contest last night. So if you see that that's going to be on again on a replay, you're going to want to check that out.
Okay, Douglas, also, NIT final wraps up last night.
Ugh.
It is right. Minnesota goes 12 minutes and 47 seconds without a hoop. Oh, it was
Wait a minute. Where was Doc?
I was just going to say it was so reminiscent of Husker basketball. So reminiscent of Husker basketball. 12-47 without a field goal. Ugh.
Something else that makes you disgusting? Disgusted?
Yes.
Yesterday, now, winter sports are done in Division II, and then they update the all-sports trophy.
Oh, no.
And in Division II, it's the Learfield Sports Director's Cup. Leading the way in the Director's Cup with 550.5 points is?
Grand Valley State.
That is correct. Grand Canyon of Arizona is second, by the way. Grand Valley State, Daddy detests because they are a Division II school with about 25,000 people on campus, bigger than most Division I schools. Adams State, for the RMAC, Adams State is fourth, Western State is eighth, and Colorado Mines is ninth. And thank in large part to the national championship by the wrestling team, UNK is at least on the front page here as they set in 26th.
Any of our MIAA folks up towards the top?
Not towards the top. In tie for 16th is Pittsburgh State of Kansas, of course, who won the football championship. Mm-hmm. So one of the reasons they're up there. And Central Missouri is just ahead of the Lopers in 24th. So those are the top two MIA. So if they're in the MIAA, they're third. If they're in the RMAC, they're fifth, the fifth highest point total, at least right now in these sports. Spring sports getting underway. They're enjoying some great weather. Golf yesterday, Riley Reinertsen and Tyler Dowling, you're going to see these guys at the top of most leaderboards. Both shot 73 at Prairie Hills yesterday. In fact, all of the Kearney Catholic varsity golfers finished in the top 10, and they won the tournament by 15 shots over Gibbon, who had three of the top 10 golfers yesterday. Tri-City Storm Hockey on the road, needing to keep winning to secure that spot in the playoffs and maybe even move up into fifth place. They're only a point back of Sioux City. They will be at Waterloo tonight, Sioux Falls tomorrow. All Tri-City Storm Hockey the remainder of the year on Classic Hits 98.9 with Skip Berry, and pregame is at 6:45.
Douglas, I've got to get your thoughts on the two basketball games. Who's going to be playing on Monday in your mind? Is Kentucky too talented?
Kentucky and Ohio State. I had those teams in my Final Four. I thought North Carolina, and I still think if North Carolina would have had Kendall Marshall healthy, that they would have beaten Kansas and would be playing here. And then you would really have some buzz because everybody has kind of forfeited this to Kentucky already, which is fine and dandy. If they play up to their capabilities, they do look like the best team in the country. But, Daddy, one interesting thing here is these are both rematches. Ohio State and Kansas did play, but Jared Sullinger wasn't in the lineup, and it was at Kansas. And it's not like Kansas really blew them out. And so Kentucky just needs to come out and play, put Louisville away quickly like they did with Baylor, and don't let Louisville hang around. And we should have a Kentucky, I'm rooting for Ohio State, as weird as that sounds. Maybe that's just because of my pool, but and it definitely is. You know, you can't ever dislike Kansas, even when they're beating your brains and they've been a class act. So I'm going to take the two favorites, because Ohio State is favorite. I'm going to take Kentucky and Ohio State to play in what I think would be a pretty well talked about final on Monday.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would be excited about that, and I'm going to pick the same thing. One game I'm going to pick. Well, I'm going to pick Kentucky because I think they're ultimately the most talented team in basketball. They proved that by getting the number one overall seed. I'm going to pick the other game. I'm going to go with Ohio State for the simple fact that
You picked them to win the national championship.
I picked them to win the national championship. I think their backs are going to be against the wall with Kentucky really now looking at things. But since Doug Gottlieb loved Kansas, and he has not been right on this tournament since the beginning, and he loves Kansas, I'll take Ohio State. I think that favors Ohio State very, 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 very. I mean, they should win this game by 25 points if Doug Gottlieb likes Kansas.
Congratulations to John from Kearney. He is the winner of the RFA tickets and knew that Frank Shamrock fought in front of 80,000 in Tokyo, Japan. And so John will be going to RFA tonight at the Vieira Events Center. And we have one final pair of tickets. We're here at Cunningham's Journal. The next person to come in, order lunch, and say that they heard about it here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to give you our final pair of tickets to RFA. RFA 2 tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And folks, one more time before we get out of here, I want to remind you that we know all this is going on, but we also know you're out in the field, you're getting ready for planting season, you're trying to get everything ready to go. Well, make sure that once you get everything ready to go, that you have the most important piece in your field, and that's a T&L pivot. Tired of those electric pivot repair hassles, tired of looking, again, it amazed me when you looked at the Google photo of competitions, pivots, and T&L pivots. You look at that and you're going, that's the sell right there, folks. You can check it out online, TLIRR.com. There's no start and stop with T&L pivots. They're hydrostatically powered design, safe and proven, and eliminating the hassles. Lasting value, decades of dependability. Talk to someone that has a T&L. They'll sell it to you as well. Every state in the nation, 60 countries worldwide, based right here in central Nebraska since the 1950s in Hastings, a home-owned company that, well, you know, has value behind it. T&L and TLIRR.com. Anything else, Daddy? It's been a heck of a week. On Monday, we are efforting the voice of the Final Four, Kevin Kugler, who is calling the games to break down the championship game on Monday. Plus, we'll be looking at the brackets. Good luck to everybody that's still in there. We've got some great prizes from Russell's, from our friends at Bud Light, of course, from Godfather's, Big Dally's Deli, Mid-Nebraska Speedway, Hy-Vee, and so much more. $100 Bud Light party certificates from Bud Light and Cunningham's go to our two champions, who will also get the 42-inch television and the $500 AM-FM clock radio speaker system, all from Russell's, and so many more great gifts. And thanks, everyone, for being a part of the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge more and more every single year.
And this year, you know, and the numbers don't lie, folks. It's only one entry per person this year. We had a great turnout. It's been a lot of fun. 10 people still in it. We'll update you Monday with all the results, but we're looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to RFA 2, Vero Event Center tonight. Walk up, get your tickets, come be a part of a great event. There's Frank Muir's on hand, Herb Dean's on hand, refereeing the last three bouts, Frank Shamrock's on hand. A lot of great fighters. Houston Alexander, Gilbert Ivel. It's time.
Hope you can check it out tonight, folks, and let's wrap things up, Jeff. Get on out of here from Cunningham's. Open all weekend. Come in, enjoy lunch, pre- and post-game here, the Final Four. Great specials tomorrow, 225 pints, and then keep your pint glass Monday night for the championship game. Reduced sampler prices here on the great menu. So stop by, join us at Cunningham's Journal, and come on in, pick up this last pair of tickets, come in, enjoy some lunch, and we've got one more pair of tickets to give away here at Cunningham's. We want to thank Frank Shamrock, who was recognized as the first great fighter in UFC, for joining us live here on the Doug and Daddy Show today, Nebraska Danger Coach Mike Davis as well. And Daddy, enjoy the fights tonight. We'll see you on Monday. We'll see you tonight, but we'll see you with the headset on Monday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
Keep your friends under control this time.
I'm sorry.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.